Do you think we're going down the right path if we're addressing the challenges of people not feeling like they're in control of their time, people not having clarity over their purpose, their goals, or how to accomplish them, and people lacking the confidence to silence the world around them that's stealing their focus?
Yeah, because that's difficult. And most people don't like doing difficult things. It's scary when you're going to sit down and go, you know, figure out what is my one thing, and then actually go pursue that one thing and do that one thing, because at that point you have clarity of exactly what you want to do. And now when you start going to implement that, it's scary because what if I fail?
This is the One Thing podcast, where we teach you the surprisingly simple truth behind extraordinary results. My name is Jeff Woods. I'm the vice president here at the One Thing team. You're starting to hear a reoccurring theme here, which is how much we want to interact with you, how important it is that we, whether it's over email or over the phone, that we get to know you personally. Identify what are the challenges that you are struggling with when it comes to managing your time. That feedback helps us craft solutions, trainings that hopefully will be world-class. And this is something about a year ago, I had a conversation with Gary Keller where he told me that, you know, you've created something that's truly world-class if every single person who consumes it not only loves it, but they want to turn around and share it. This is something that he and Jay accomplished with the One Thing, because for so many of you, you read the book, you loved the book, and then you turned around and you shared the book. That's why it's the highest rated business book of all time. Now, this is kind of vulnerable, full transparency in terms of my mindset. I walk into this company and that's the standard that's already been set to create something that is world class. And that's the standard that I have to now bring to every single thing that we create here on out. At first, it scared me. Then it energized me and really motivated me. And now it's something that it lights me up. I'm up for the challenge. And the one thing that I can do to make sure that every single thing that we create for you is to make sure that I'm beginning with the end in mind by talking to you. So today's episode is another one of those ones where I'm getting on the phone with one of you. The man you're going to meet today is in our founding members club. He signed up so that he could help us craft and design this membership platform. He's also a customer of Time Blocking Mastery, so he really understands the brand and he understands the product, and he had some great feedback on how we can make it better. But that's not where the conversation started. Every single time I get on the phone with one of you, my first and foremost priority is to make sure that I bring value to you, because that's what it's about. I want to make sure that we are helping you advance your life. And one of the biggest challenges that people in our founding members club have been asking about has been, how do you upgrade your five? This idea of surrounding yourself with the people who are where you want to be. How do you actually go about doing that? So when I got on the phone with the guy you're going to meet today, that was the first thing he asked. And we went into that deep. So if you're one of those people who has heard that Jim Rohn quote, that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and you've always wanted to know, how do you actually do that? Well, then buckle your seatbelts, because we're about to dive in to my conversation with Jeff Nye.
I feel really fortunate because I get the opportunity to work with so many amazing people in our community and our customers, and get to be a part of their world. And they trust me with being a part of their goals. And more often than not, almost everyone is focused on health. And at the core of that is diet and eating a balanced diet. But eating this kind of diet, it's a huge time commitment and it's easy to get knocked off track. That's why it's so great to have a solution when you don't have the time to do the prepping and the cooking and the cleanup, but you still want to eat healthy. That's why we partner with Factor. And Factor is chef-created, dietitian-approved meals that are ready to go in just 2 minutes. With Factor, there's no prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. The variety of different options and meals that they have is really impressive, but go see for yourself. Head to factormeals.com/150 and use code 150 to get 50% off. That's code 150 at factormeals.com/150 to get 50% off.
I appreciate your level of engagement. I mean, you're always commenting, you're always active. So thank you for that. I'm curious, how can I bring value to you? Like, first and foremost, that's my mission.
Well, part of my goal is to up my five. So you're kind of on my up my fives. So having this conversation is part of that. So I'm looking to see how I can provide value to you.
Smart man. Well, let's talk about that upgrading your five conversation. Why do you need to upgrade your five?
You know, I look at who I hang around with, and actually, I don't really hang around with a whole lot of people. So I've actually reached out to, I'll say, an acquaintance of mine who's, I think, pretty successful because he's got his own business. And I reached out to him and said, hey, you want to sit down together and grab a cup of coffee? I want to pick your brain and just see how you became successful.
What did he say?
Absolutely.
So you actually got a yes.
Yeah. Yep. I've been with him before. We've done some other things through a kind of a mutual friend. So he knows me, I know him, and I kind of expected him that he'd be okay with it, but you know, I was happy that he did say yes.
Okay, cool. When you think about that quote that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and you recognize that you need to upgrade your five, are you clear on who those people should be?
I would say no.
Can I help you there then?
Yes.
Okay, great. And this is something I recognized early on, but a mentor can serve you best in their area of expertise. So theoretically, if I wanted to become really successful at commercial real estate investing, I'm not going to go and start talking to people whose entire focus is the stock market. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest challenges people have with upgrading their five is they never ask the question, where do I need help most? And who does that person look like? How would I know that that's their expertise? So I'll take you through a little exercise that has worked for me. And first and foremost, Jeff, like when you think of where you need help most, what is that right now?
If I look at the seven circles and I don't have those memorized, I think I'm good.
Would you like
I'm
me to good. Run you through them?
Sure. you better have them memorized, say, right?
Yeah. Spirituality.
Yep.
Physical health.
Yep.
Personal.
Yep.
Relationships.
Yep.
Jobs.
Yep.
Business.
Yep.
Finances.
Yeah. So when I look at all those, spirituality, I'm comfortable where I'm at there. My health, we modified that probably 3 to 4 years ago. So we're good on that. Just changing our eating habits, exercising on a regular basis. Now, every day, the job, I've got a great job. I have no complaints there. Work for a great boss, actually work for a great organization. So I have no complaints there. Business, if I look at that, that's my podcasting business that I plan on starting here.
Okay.
Financial, I think we're good. It's probably going to be in the realm of forming a business and how to monetize that. That's really what I'm looking for, probably, because personal. And I would say that maybe, I mean, if I look at relationships, that's more relationships. I look at that as with, you know, my spouse and my kids. And I think those are in good shape.
Okay.
You know, been married for, I don't know, forever. So,
so it sounds like what it really is how to start a business on the side and monetize it.
Yep.
Okay. And if you, and this is specifically, you want to start a podcast, do you know what the business would be?
I know what the podcast topic is. And I've actually gone to, you know, JLD, right?
Entrepreneur on Fire. I know him personally.
Oh, perfect. So he's the one that kind of inspired me to go off and do this. It actually started with the 5 a.m. Miracle.
Jeff Sanders?
With Jeff Sanders, right? So he kind of got me going on that. I think he interviewed you and that got me going on the One Thing podcast and got the book. I actually decided that my one thing one Friday afternoon was going to be to read that book. I don't like to read books and not try to get something out of it and implement it. So whenever I read a book, I take notes and I figure out what can I actually utilize out of that, because I've spent too much time reading books and then, oh, that's really cool, and you don't do anything. So I actually signed up for JLD's podcasting site, you know, so I invested in that, you know, got the website going yesterday. I actually signed up for that, got all the equipment for it, and reached out to people already to, you know, get interviews lined up.
Good.
So I'm on the way to doing that, and those are part of my personal goals.
So it sounds like you have an idea of what the podcast is going to be about, yet you don't know what the real business is yet.
That's probably true.
Because most people, a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to start a podcast, which is going to be a business. And what they don't realize is you don't usually make money from a podcast. Podcast is usually a tremendous amount of work and doesn't yield any dollars. What it is a great, great trust building, goodwill building, brand building platform that allows you to build an audience that you can then monetize in some other way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to describe the ideal person that could guide you here, how would you describe them?
I would say it's somebody who's been successful in making a podcast turn into a business.
So let me first and foremost, bravo, because I was listening for something very specifically. I was listening if you could answer that in one sentence, which you did. So I'm going to take a step back to the 40,000 foot. I think part of the reason people really struggle to upgrade their five is first and foremost, they don't ask the question, where do I need help most right now? You did. You need help starting a podcast and ultimately turning that into a business. That's one sentence. Great. Who's the ideal person you need to surround yourself with? Somebody who has started a podcast and turned it into a business. Great. How often are you sharing that, Jeff? Like telling people specifically, I'm starting a podcast, I'm looking to turn it into a business, and I'm looking to surround myself with people who have been successful at launching podcasts and monetizing them.
I would say I'm vocal about the first part, but not vocal about upgrading my five.
That is it. Kind of the 6 degrees of separation, right? The idea that you can be connected to anybody through just 6 degrees. And I'd argue with the internet, it's even faster. If you can get clear on where you need help and who you're looking to surround yourself with, which you do, it's a matter of first and foremost, just talking about it. I mean, how many times a day do you enter a conversation, whether it's in person or over the phone, where they say, what's going on? What's new? Or what's up? And you say, not much.
It's probably more often than not.
Right. And congratulations. You're like every single other person in the world, yeah. Right? That's an area of opportunity. Because if somebody asks you what's new, what's going on, what's up, instead of saying not much, answer the question. You know, a lot recently, I've been inspired to start a podcast and I'm really looking to meet some people who have been successful at starting podcasts and turning them into thriving businesses. And you zip your mouth. If you were to share that just once every single day, I think you would be amazed at how fast you would get connections to people.
Okay.
Like you tell, and here's why. One of four things happens in that moment. The first is you're talking to the person who happens to be that person, which in this case you are. I know how to start podcasts and I know how to monetize them. So let's just table that and say that wasn't the situation. I may know someone, which in this case, the moment you said you wanted to start a podcast, I immediately thought of, can I connect you to John Lee Dumas? Can I connect you to Pat Flynn? You mentioned Jeff Sanders, who's a personal friend. I know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I considered making that connection. Well, let's say that's not the case. You planted a seed in my mind. Let's say 2 weeks from now, I happen to meet somebody who's a good podcaster. There's a chance that a light bulb goes off in my head and I go, oh yeah, Jeff really needed to connect with some of those people and I would consider making that connection. When you just lay those little breadcrumbs out there every single day, people will start to make connections for you. It will happen.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the other option when it comes to upgrading your five is if you've gotten clear on the fact that you need to surround yourself with successful podcasters, where do successful podcasters hang out? Is there an event or a meetup group or a mastermind or something where it would be like shooting fish in a barrel?
Yeah, there's actually on the JLD, when you sign up for that, he's got a closed Facebook. So I'm actually a member of that. And there's a podcasting, I'll say event out in Anaheim coming up in August. So one of my other goals is to go to an event, whatever event that is. One of my plans is to go to the event that you're going to be holding, I believe later this year.
Yay!
And so that's on my plan right now. And then this morning I'm going, geez, I should probably go to the podcasting event in August.
Yep.
because I think JLD is going to be there along with a host of other folks. So.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. Smart man.
So part of my upping my five has been the virtual upping my five by listening to, you know, podcast with people that are successful and listening to all the Entrepreneur on Fire podcasts, you know, along with yours and Jeff Sanders. So they've been virtual upping my five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my wife listening to those now. You know, I've shared the one thing with multiple people and they're like, wow, this is good stuff.
Well, you're going down the right path, Jeff. Now it's a matter of, you know, if you were really accountable and really wanted to put a focus to this, you know, what would be the one thing that you could do such that by doing it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary?
That's what I ask myself every day. Don't always have the answer.
Well, if I may make a suggestion, because this is literally where I started when I realized, crap, I need to start a business. I have no idea how to, and I need to upgrade my five, and I don't even know who to meet. I got clear on the fact of who I needed to meet, and I set the goal of sharing it just once a day. That, in this case, would be the marker of if you earn an X on that 66-day challenge calendar or not. Do you just once a day share in a conversation with somebody what you're looking to do and who you're looking to meet?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think if we fast forward 66 days and you've shared it 66 times, I guarantee you will get some introductions.
Makes sense.
And here's the other beauty of it. You're starting a podcast. It is the greatest networking tool in the entire world. Because even though you haven't launched it yet, you have a perceived platform. And people will start listening to it, which is a value tool.
Mm-hmm.
Can you reach out to Jeff Sanders and interview him on how he started the 5M Miracle and what that has looked like? Can you reach out to Pat Flynn or to a John Lee Dumas and ask to interview them? That's how I got into relationship with Pat, by the way.
Okay.
In fact, this is even more nuts. I got clear on the fact that at one point I wanted to start a podcast. And I got clear on the fact that I needed to share it every single day at least once. The very first time I told somebody, I am looking to start a podcast and I'm looking to form relationships with people who have been really successful launching podcasts. Somebody said, oh, I've got a good buddy. His name's Pat Flynn. I had no idea who Pat was. Didn't realize he was probably one of the most successful podcasters that there are. Got connected to Pat, recorded the conversation, and Pat told me everything that I needed to know on launching a podcast. And my first podcast, The Mentee, ended up hitting the top 20 in business.
Nice.
And that began the relationship, which I've nurtured since. So you've got more tools at your disposal than you know. From an expectation standpoint, I'm sure you came in with expectations. You know, are we meeting them? Are we exceeding them? Are we falling short?
So I actually did not come in with really any expectations because I didn't know what it was really going to be about. I came in with the approach of I need to up my five.
Mm.
I know that you started your podcast. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go join this. I need to, you know, I didn't have any expectations. I figured I have an opportunity to chat with you, which is what we're doing. And I came in with an open mind. So I don't know if that answers your question, but
sure,
didn't have any expectations at all.
Okay.
One habit that my wife and I are really proud of that we put in place over the last couple of years is a monthly budget review. Getting on the same page about how we're investing and spending has been a game changer for us. Whether you're budgeting by yourself or you're financial planning with another, it can be tedious. You're pulling together multiple sources of information, updating multiple spreadsheets. But the good news is it doesn't have to be that difficult. That's why I want to recommend Monarch Money. Monarch is a top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. With Monarch, you can create custom budgets, track progress towards financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/one thing. What I like about Monarch, it's intuitive. Unlike other apps that I've used in the past, it's simple. The intuitive design makes it easy to set up and customize. It allows for collaboration, so you can collaborate with your partner, family, financial advisor. It's customizable, it's customer-focused, and it's ad-free. After trying out Monarch myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this podcast will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/one thing. That's monarchmoney.com/one thing for your extended 30-day free trial.
What has surprised you most about your experience?
I downloaded a bunch of the PDFs that are up on the One Thing website and started going through those and actually sat down and went through the, you know, the purpose, you know, what is my purpose?
Yep.
And that's how this drove all the way down to I'm going to start a podcast.
Oh, cool.
So that's the outcome from that exercise.
Wow. So that's cool. Cause I know, I know what can happen to your life with a podcast. If we played any role in helping you there, that's cool for me. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I took some notes on, you know, prior to the call here, writing down some of the things that I think I would like to see if, you know, you're trying to create a training, for folks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with GTD, the Getting Things Done,
yes.
David Allen. So that was probably the first book that I read that put me in the right mindset, because you get inundated with so many things, and how do you keep track of that, and how do you clear your head? So I started implementing GTD, chatted with some other folks in my, you know, my industry, kind of taught them what to do, you know, some processes. They're like, well, this is really good. Now we're on to the One Thing. So I got one guy that I'm actually kind of, we meet on a regular basis and we talk about this and we share notes. As far as time blocking, so I'm doing the time blocking as well, along with the founding members.
Time blocking mastery?
Yes.
Got it.
Yep. I think part of the issue that people have, and this is the issue I had, was when you're trying to focus on your one thing, and I know it's difficult to find out what that one thing is, the 80% items, all that extra stuff going on, you know, per GTD, you have to have a place to park all that stuff. So I think one of the most important steps early on is to just do the mind sweep or the mind dump, whatever you want to call it, and just get everything out on the table and go, what is it? What are all these things I'm supposed to be doing, and write them all down. I probably had 150 action items, things for work, all sorts of things on there. You know, just writing that all down, knowing that you review that on a regular basis, that clears your head so that you, when you're actually doing your time blocking, doing your one thing, you're not thinking about all the other things going on. So I think that's a vital step at the beginning to do that.
Awesome. That's super, super helpful.
And then so I'm going to pull some stuff from GTD because I think a lot of that is valuable. And I think this is the next physical action, which is exactly what the 411 is the weekly goals. I actually change it to weekly goals/actions because those absolutely have to be actionable. And that's right in line with when you have, what is that you need to do? What's the next physical action that you'd need to take to accomplish that goal for everything? So my job is in sales and technical support. So I'm constantly in email responding to people, going out to customers and working with them. And I have a bunch of projects that we're working on. So I actually have in OneNote every project that I'm working on with the next physical action for each one of those with a reminder in them, so that I don't have to worry about remembering what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to pop up when I need it, so I will actually just completely forget about it. So if there's a way to implement that type of a process into the one thing, I think would be valuable.
Yeah, I've got some ideas. And by the way, this is exactly why I love getting on the phone and doing the founding members, because like, we have the curse of knowledge of what we know about the book and living it. And to have you going through this and through your unique perspective to be able to point little things like this out that I can now take and hopefully address, you know, on our next call or the call after that, that's super valuable. So I really appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah, you're welcome. During the time blocking, right? Because that's really what's, I think, most important, is you have to time block and you have to set aside that time to do things. And I think what's daunting is, oh, I'm going to spend the next 3 hours doing my one thing. You know, that's hard.
Yes.
You know, using the Pomodoro technique of little mini sprints within your time block, I think is valuable. Actually, my daughter's studying for some actuary tests, and I sent that up to her. Like, she struggles with, oh, I got to go study, right? Hours and hours. I'm like, use this technique, set it for like, you know, 24 minutes, whatever it is, put your phone aside and go do it, knowing that you're going to have a 5-minute break and, you know, maybe you can squirt off and check your email, check your text, and then come back to it. And she's like, wow, that was actually very useful. And she's implementing that.
Awesome.
So putting a technique like that into the time blocking mastery portion, I think would be valuable.
Let me ask you this. Do you think from a challenge standpoint, I mean, we're very intensely gathering feedback and listening to founding members like you on the membership platform that we're creating. Do you think we're going down the right path if we're addressing the challenges of people not feeling like they're in control of their time, people not having clarity over their purpose, their goals, or how to accomplish them, and people lacking the confidence to silence the world around them that's stealing their focus?
Yeah, because that's difficult. And most people don't like doing difficult things. It's scary when you're going to sit down and go, you know, figure out what is my one thing, and then actually go pursue that one thing and do that one thing, because at that point you have clarity of exactly what you want to do. And now when you start going to implement that, it's scary because what if I fail? If I fail, then you know what? I've determined that this is exactly what I need to do. And if you can't accomplish that, that's a terrifying thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give yourself permission to fail, right? Because you are going to fail. I mean, the things I've learned is simply by failing at them and figuring out how to correct and, you know, and make it right. I think it's because it requires people to actually think about what they want to do. And that's never really been taught in school or, you know, anywhere.
Okay. That is helpful. And by the way, that piece of feedback right there just influenced a module for what I'm calling the core, which is what are the modules that basically kind of like the foundation series in time blocking mastery. What's everything you need to know to get started? That was something I hadn't considered. So you just made a module.
Perfect.
Don't you love how this works?
I love how it works.
My final question for you, Jeff, is, you know, I mentioned in my email to you, a year ago, I had a conversation with Gary about what it means to be world-class, create a world-class product, a world-class experience. And you know it's world-class when people who consume it not only love it, but they share it. And that's what they did with the one thing. My question is, for this membership platform that you're helping us create, what value would we have to deliver so that every person who interacts with it not only loves it, but they would want to turn around and share it?
I think a good process from start to finish, from sitting down and thinking about, you know, what is your purpose, all the steps needed to get to the final destination, which I think is not a destination, but the final thing is like a 411. All right, you've gone through everything. Now you've worked it all the way back down to your goals and actions that you have to do this week. That entire sequence through that and being able to basically create the steps one by one by one by one all the way down and have a good flow, I think would be important. And then having modules, specific modules for kind of going in depth on each one of those steps if people need help. But then they could go and sign up for another class on specifically that.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I think that's going to end up becoming. I think that what we have done with you guys as founding members in terms of that weekly live accountability call, that was not something I planned on continuing. I think we are.
Okay.
I think having that call every single week is tremendously valuable, because it's that one time a week that you can time block to make sure that you have a deadline to have your goals, your actions set for the week, and then to have somebody walk you through and ask the questions and shift your mind, and whether it's doing a case study or diving into a very specific lesson, I think that's powerful. And then on top of that, as we start to gather pain points, like how many people have said to me, man, the fear of failure. Well, that becomes an evergreen module that we create and build into the platform as well. And over time, our goal is to build a movement of people who are in control of their time, are clear on their purpose, and it's in every single action they take, and they confidently silence the world around them. Does that sound like we're going down the right path?
Yeah, I think that's the right path.
Boom. Okay. That's what I need to know.
Perfect.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate the time. Keep me posted on how you do on your reaching out to people. And if there's anybody podcast-wise that you would like to interview, let me know. And if I'm in relationship with them, I'm happy to make that intro for you.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate you, man. Well, there you have it. My conversation with one of you, Jeff Nye. I've got to say, and I've been saying this to the founding members, this has probably been the most rewarding experience I've had since I came on board to start this company with Gary and Jay. I very openly talk about how for the first year, we messed up. I messed up because I focused on sales, driving revenue, instead of first and foremost, getting to know you, understanding the challenges that you were facing when it came to your time. The moment that I stopped worrying about the money, the moment that sales stopped being the one thing and just serving you became the one thing, life has just been so much richer. So thank you to you for listening to this show. Thank you for being an advocate for the brand, for sharing the podcast with the people that you care about. We see what's happening with the downloads. They're climbing month after month. And it's not like we're doing anything different to promote it. It's you. You're talking about it. You're recommending it to the people that you care about. And that means the world to us. And for those of you who are interested in joining us as we go on this journey with this membership platform to helping you feel like you actually are in control of your time, like you have clarity over your purpose and your goals, and to have the confidence to silence the world around you that pops up and tries to distract you, please text the word founder to the number 33444 so we can let you know when we open the doors for this membership platform. Our goal is that this is world-class, so that not only when you experience it, do you fall in love with it, but that you'll want to turn around and you will want to share it. Because at the end of the day, we are creating a movement. Our goal is to serve 100 million people and help them feel like they are in control of their time. This is that lead domino to making that happen. And it is going to happen because of people like you in the Founding Members Club who have poured their heart and soul out and helped us identify some of their biggest challenges and given us the ideas of how to solve them. So with that, thank you so much, and we will see you in the next episode.